You're listening to If Music Could Talk. It's 7:30. This is WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. Thanks for tuning in. WIR is an all-volunteer radio station, and here's a volunteer opportunity for you. We're looking for people to help us in the office during regular business hours. If you have an interest doing administrative and office work, and if you're available anytime between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on a weekday, then we can use your help. For more information about this and all of WIR's volunteer opportunities, please contact us at 864-9450 or email us at volunteer@wir.org. Also, if you have any comments or questions about the music you're hearing today, you can give us a call at 649-9737. Sammy knows quite a bit more than me on a lot of this music, but we're choosing it by ear first, of course, our favorite songs, and then also because of the content which each song has, there's a little story about each one, so we'll get into that in a little bit. I also need to remind you, of course, that portions of this program are brought to you because of generous underwriting support of Cafe Gutenberg. Cafe Gutenberg is a restaurant, bookstore, and wine lounge all in one. The cafe offers everything from fine dining to a simple cup of Italian coffee to an eclectic collection of new and used books. Upstairs, they have constant events like wine tastings, poetry slams, film nights, book signings, and live music. More information and a calendar of events is available at cafegutenberg.com. So, like I said, we're playing Turkish music here. I'm in the studio with Sami, and we're going to tell you a little bit about what we just heard. So, I guess we started, what do we start with? Peri Baklan?
We started with Kahpefelek, which is Merciless Fate, a Turkish traditional folk song from central Turkey.
That phrase sort of in a certain way meant an equivalent to the American phrase, life's fill in the blank, right? Fate is merciless.
Yes, we can say that.
But literally translated, those words mean a little more than just fate is merciless.
Just a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
It's got more anger in it.
Uh-huh. Kapefelek.
Kapefelek. I'd like to talk about something I'd seen in Turkey. Unfortunately, only I've seen it on TV. It was about this bards contest in the eastern part of Turkey.
Bards, like minstrel bards, traveling like, musician.
Right, and they play this saz, the traditional folk instrument.
Yeah.
And the contest involved with pins and needles. The poet, bards, they were putting pins and needles into their mouths.
Man.
And they're not supposed to say or phrase any word starting with P or R or M. All labials would hurt you.
Yeah.
Do it great.
This is a test of self-control in some ways.
Right.
I can't even picture that, but the traveling minstrels would do this to keep people's attention, sort of. Is this a way?
It's entertainment.
And a form of entertainment,
sure.
Of course. But very strenuous kind of thing they're going on there with pins and needles in their mouth, obviously.
Right.
So did you see this ever?
I saw it on TV.
On TV.
I wish I could see it live.
Yeah. So, but that song that we listened to, that was folk music from the Sivas region?
Sivas region, central Turkey.
Central Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
So those sort of folk musicians would be playing music that sounded like that with the suds.
Right, okay. Right, exactly the same sound.
Yeah.
And the next contestant is supposed to answer to his lyrics and limericks.
Uh-huh.
Without M's, R's, P's, without labials.
Wow. Oh, wow.
That's another extra challenge for them.
Oh, I see. I took you literally, and you weren't saying that they were actually inserting pins into their mouth, were they?
The pins and needles, though, they stay in their mouth, and they sing at the same time.
I can't believe. That's amazing. Wow. I thought you were using a metaphor. That's just amazing. Yeah. And then we heard some more Molar.
We heard some Molar, and then we heard Erkin Koray, a 1974 hit. It's called Shashkin, which means the goofball in Turkish. And then we heard the Arabic version. I believe it's originally coming from Middle East.
So if you were to call me a shashkin, I would probably have to take that personally as meaning I'm a goofball. That means goofball shashkin.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's something, if you did something stupid, like you call someone a shashkin.
Someone.
Yeah.
Shashkin.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do we have lined up next, Sami?
The next song is about backgammon.
Ah, I don't even know how to play backgammon. Are you a backgammon player?
I am. And in backgammon, there's for every combination, 1, 4, 6, 5, 6.
Right.
There's a limerick people say to each other.
Uh-huh.
And this song is about this guy, he's playing backgammon and losing all the time to his lover.
Oh, wow. Okay, here we go. And who does this song?
This is from the soundtrack of a Turkish movie. It's called Firuze. Kaderin bitmek bilmeyen agam, chandan agam, agam, agam, agam, agam. Hey, hey, hey, hey.
Yandan, chandan, yandan, yandan, chandan, chandan.
Gelsene agam, görsene agam, hastayım agam, ustayım agam, agam, agam, agam, agam. Hey, hey, hey, hey.
Yandan, chandan, yandan, yandan, chandan, chandan.
Gelsene agam, görsene agam, hastayım agam, ustayım agam, agam, agam. Agam, hadi agam, agam, agam, güzel agam, başa agam, yaşa agam, agam, agam, agam, agam. Hadi agam, agam, agam, güzel agam, başa agam, yaşa agam, agam, agam, agam, agam.
Eline, kalbine, gücüne inanırım agam,
güvenirim agam, agam, agam,
paşam agam,
agam, agam, agam.
Eline, diline, kalbine, gücüne inanırım agam, güvenirim agam,
agam, agam,
paşam agam,
agam, agam, agam.
So we had one other introduction for this song here. This song, what's the title of this one?
This song is called Prasa.
Uh-huh. And why did you choose this one? This is by Baba Zula.
This is by Baba Zula, new upcoming Turkish experimental band.
Yeah.
And Prasa means leek. You go to a grocery store, you buy 4 or 5 leeks, you chop them down, and then you put them in a pot and boil them for 15 minutes.
Uh-huh. Leeks.
Take them out. Add a little sugar, sprinkle it, and add some olive oil and boil it again with tomato paste.
Yeah. We'll try to post this recipe, actually, if you don't mind. This sounds really good.
Right?
Yeah, we'll post it online for all you listeners there if you want to try to make this recipe here. But it's called Prasa.
It's called Prasa.
Prasa. Okay, and... yeah, thanks for listening. I also want to say hello to Jean. Thank you for listening and your comments about the music. Glad you're enjoying what you're hearing. It's music from Turkey. This is Baba Zula Prasa.
Bu dünyada
delicious brasa. There are two types of people in the world. What kind of people are those?
Those who love leeks and those who don't.
Haha. Brasa.
Brasa.
This is more of Babazula featuring Mad Professor.
İstanbul çocukları tıpkı bir gökkuşağı. İstanbul çocukları tıpkı bir gökkuşağı. İstanbul çocukları tıpkı bir gökkuşağı.
Listen to WIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. This is If Music Could Talk.
Try!
Yeah, so it's 8 o'clock here. You're listening to a music talk. That was Baris Mancho with Trip. And let me first also let you know, this is a PSA here. Interested in buying a home in less than perfect condition and renovating it? There are funds available to do just that. You can learn more by coming to Home Buying and Renovation Lending Workshop sponsored by ACORN, the Alliance to Conserve Old Richmond Neighborhoods. Workshops are held monthly at alternating locations and are open to the public. You can learn about credit, qualifying tax advantages, grants, and a whole lot more. Exact time and location information is available by calling either 422-2148 or 378-1426. So yeah, Baris Mancho. Sami, you were saying, how do you get that name? What does that name exactly mean?
Baris means peace, and Mancho is Manchurian.
Peace Manchurian.
Peace Manchurian. Baris Mancho came out in late 60s with this funny appearance, almost like a Fu Manchu figure, and lots of rings in his hands and lots of funny gestures.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of him here as you describe him. Now, so Peace Manchurian, that's Baris Mancho.
That was Baris Mancho.
Baris Mancho. And that style of music, it sounds, it's got electric guitar, they're using a wah-wah pedal, fuzz bass. How'd that sound kind of come about in Turkey, based on any sort of, it's a loaded question, but you were just actually explaining to me. I wanted people to hear about some of the progression into Western sounds there.
Turkish pop started in mid-60s. Before that, there was jazz and tango and Turkish folk music.
Some basically wedding bands.
And wedding bands. They were playing all these folk songs, but somehow they took those guitars, wailing guitars, and they arranged all these Turkish folk songs into more like psychedelic rhythms.
Yeah.
With all these funny costumes, it's almost like it was almost like a glam rock in Turkey.
Yeah. Well, I guess I was going to, say that, this compilation here, Hava Nargile, that's a type of pipe here? It's
a nargile. That's a nargile. It's a hookah pipe.
Yeah. Well, this it's a Turkish rock compilation here from 66 to 75, which pretty much, I guess, represents the psychedelic movement of garage bands in Turkey. And I've been featuring this CD a lot recently, but I'm glad to get a little more background as to where Turkish music has come from in all these years and where it's going. I was going to play a more modern song here by a band that you gave me a copy of, this artist named Nil.
Nil Kara İbrahim Oğlu.
Uh-huh. And so this is something I might possibly hear on the radio if I was in Turkey right now.
You might.
Might.
She became so popular, I'd say 6-7 years ago, with this TV commercial of a cellular phone.
Oh, cool.
And this Turkish girl was on the road and hitchhiking. And then the sequels of it.